No music intro today. I want to jump right into the content at hand. Now, this episode is going to be a bit different. It's less of an episode and more of a pep talk from your brother in Christ. And I'm calling this one, No Excuses. At the time of this recording, there are only 2 months left in year 2023. Time flies. Time waits on no one. And in my time allotted today, I simply want to encourage you to finish strong. I don't want you to limp or to survive to the end of the year, but rather I want you to finish 2023 on a high note. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. First and foremost, let's start with the aspect of spirituality. You need to create and maintain a daily habit of meeting with the Lord, to pray, to worship him, to seek after his face, to read his word. This habit now is the foundation to having a closer relationship with the Lord, consistently meeting with him, to worship him and to seek him. Another thing I would challenge you to do, rather encourage you to do, take at least one day before this year ends and to do a fast. And as you honor the Lord, just by spending more time with him on the day that you fast and limiting your food intake. But please check the show notes. I did an entire episode and teaching on all things fasting. So as it relates to your relationship with the Lord, I want you to have a no excuses mentality and to make whatever adjustments you need to make in your schedule in order to put God first and to seek him. As the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The first step towards finishing the year strong is to create and maintain a healthy rhythm of meeting with the Lord. That's spiritual. Now let's talk physical. The holidays are upon us. And with that comes more parties, more family gatherings, lots of food and more dessert than normal. And yes, I want to encourage you to relish and cherish these moments and enjoy this time and even enjoy the food. But as your big brother, I want to tell you, don't pig out. So often the months of November and December, for some of us, not all of us, can erase a good bit of our fitness progress as we conclude the year. Don't let that be you this year. And here are just a few simple yet impactful steps that you can take right now as it relates to your fitness. I'm going to keep it easy. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to keep it plain. Increase your activity. Get off the couch. Get moving. You can start slow, but start now. Start somewhere. It could be daily walks, but increase your activity. A simple goal that you can add is drinking one more glass or one more bottle of water each day than what you do right now. I mean, this could be going to the gym, walking more, playing a sport. I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you. And it will be in your best interest, as you're going to be a good steward over your body, to develop a routine of consistent activity throughout the week. I know we all have different schedules, but we all have 24 hours in a day. Some of us got to spend it differently. It's life. No excuses. Get it done. God has given you one body and you must steward it well. And my tone is that of like a coach. It's like of a pep talk. I want to encourage you to finish strong in these areas and aspects of your life. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, do you not know that your bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit who was in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. So we talked about how to get yourself together spiritually, how to get yourself together in your fitness. Now let's talk about your money. With all of these so-called sales and deals and Good Friday, and it's easy to be tempted into buying things that you really don't need. I mean, this is when companies put so much money into their advertisement around this time. And I just want to give you a few quick hitters as it relates to your money. Number one, do a budget. You need to, If you haven't done this already, step number one, determine how much you have coming in and how much is going out, and then act accordingly. Please don't spend more than what you make. Maybe this is the month to set some goals as it relates to your finances. For example, maybe you want to end the year with X amount in your savings account, or maybe you want to end the year by lowering the amount of debt that you have right now. Maybe, just maybe, this is the Christmas where you do cards or you do Secret Santa instead of buying gifts for everybody. And there's no shame in that, because the ones that really love you, they're going to understand what you're going through and keep loving you. Be frugal, but also be generous as the Lord leads you. And once again, maybe, just maybe, this needs to be a season of sacrifice where you really get serious about your money and discern between the needs and wants in order to get ahead and even catch up financially. I did a few episodes about this, and once again, be sure to check the show notes as I go into depth, but I wanted to give you some quick hitters. All of us, we have different salaries. We got different financial responsibilities. I get all that. There's a lot of nuance. There's a lot of context, but I just want to encourage you to exercise wisdom as you steward the money and the resources that God has given you. Now let's talk about relationships. For those that are married, I think you should take some time with your spouse to pray together, to reflect together, and to plan together as you aim to finish this year on a high note, to finish strong. For me and my wife, one of the ways that we plan to finish strong is to continue our weekly Sunday meetings. We use this time to focus. We're not distracted. We take this time to pray together, to pray with each other, to pray for one another, to read God's word together, as well as to plan out our week, to plan out our date night. How are we honoring God in our marriage? How are we going to have fun this week? I would encourage you, if you haven't already, to set up a weekly time to do something similar. Even if it's just 5 minutes, we'll just grab hands with your spouse and you pray, you read a few verses, and just take a look at y'all's schedule. Just get on the same page. You need to be intentional in your marriage. Keep praying for one another. Keep praying with one another. Keep dating. Keep having fun. Keep connecting. Keep loving each other. Man, one of my daily prayers that I ask the Lord, Lord, help me to fall more deeply in love with you and more deeply in love with my wife every single day. Keep the fire going. Because marriage is like a garden, and you must tend to it. You must plant seeds. You must keep watering it so you can cultivate it to produce the best. Lastly, you can even get a head start as you plan and you dream and you pray together. You can set some goals for 2024. So lastly, this is a catch-all, miscellaneous. Maybe you want to label this one personal, but at the time of this recording, maybe you're not on track to reach some goals that you probably set for yourself back in January. First of all, forgive yourself. Yeah, forgive yourself. If God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, can forgive you for all that you have done, who are you not to forgive yourself? Maybe you're not where you want to be in life. Maybe you don't have the things that you was hoping that you would have by this age. Listen, forgive yourself. Forgive your mistakes, but then make the necessary adjustments and keep moving forward. As this year comes to a close, please take time to just express gratitude to the Lord for his blessings in your life. And also take some time to acknowledge your wins. Maybe you didn't hit a grand slam or hit the home run, but maybe you made it to first base or second base or third base. List out your wins and tell God thank you. And just some personal goals that I want to share with you that maybe could spark some inspiration in your life. I want to finish at least one book outside of the Bible. Of course, I'm reading that daily, but I want to finish one book. I want to have a spirited Christmas with the tree, lights outside. I want to go see Christmas lights with my wife. Watch Christmas movies and just enjoying this season. So it could be some fun goals. It could be some career goals. But let me say this. In order to finish strong, two words come to mind. And those words are discipline and execution. It's not enough to know what's right, but you must put into practice what is right. It was Jim Rohn that said, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. These 2 months, or whenever you listen to this, it still applies. Don't take this time for granted, but rather to maximize your time and to maximize this moment. And let me say this before I conclude. I have devoted numerous episodes to the aforementioned topics. So once again, check the show notes. I have related links to episodes, whether it's related to your fitness, your finances, or fasting and more. Go and listen to it. Be encouraged, be inspired. But I want you to take some time today to pray, to reflect, to plan. And I'm going to give you a few prompts that you can, you know, reflect on and some questions you can ask yourself or maybe even ask your spouse. What projects do you need to finally complete? What areas have you been walking in disobedience to the Lord because of your procrastination? Because delayed obedience is disobedience. What has God been calling you to do? Is it to write a book, start a business, go to school, start serving in ministry? Whatever it is, the time to do it is now. Once again, no excuses. I love alliteration. I'm recording this in November, so no excuses, November. It's time to get it done. What other steps do you need to take in order to finish this year strong in your walk with the Lord? What action steps do you need to take in order to finish strong as it relates to your physical fitness? I want you to ask yourself these questions as it relates to these important areas of your life. Feel free to add some and then make a plan and execute that plan. And here is how I'm going to conclude. I'm going to give you a few scriptures of encouragement as you take control of your life. Put down the excuses and simply get it done. Of course, give yourself grace, but also hold yourself accountable to do better and be better and to be all that God has called you to be. First scripture, Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So be strong, my brother. Be strong, my sister. Finish this year on a high note. And once again, if you're listening to this in a different month, the message still applies. Get rid of the excuses and start walking in obedience, accomplishing some God-honoring goals. Another scripture going to the New Testament is 1 John 4:4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So keep your head up, my friend. Be encouraged. You have the greater one residing on the inside of you as you have named the name of Jesus Christ, repented of your sins, and placed your faith in him. Amen. And he will guide you and help you to accomplish all those things that he's calling you to do, to succeed and to excel. And lastly, 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The victory is already yours in more ways than one. You just have to walk in it. And that's enough of me talking. I'm not going to end with my outro music. It's time for you to get rid. You know, let me put myself in there. It's time for us to get rid of our excuses and to finish this year strong. No excuses. You got this. Now, I want you to go be all that God has called you to be. God bless you, and I'm rooting for you.